First reading is taken from Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. See, I will send my messenger, who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in the days gone by, as in former years. This is the word of the Lord.
Gospel reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 40. Hear the word of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus presented in the temple. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to praise him, to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, when you have prepared in the sight of all nations a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. The child's father and mother marvelled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the failing and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old, and she lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at the very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, and he was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, our Rock and Redeemer. So today is the last in our series, after Christmas, of Jesus being the King revealed, and we're particularly looking at glory and obedience. And our readings this morning reminded us of various aspects of obedience, but the part that I'm going to particularly focus on this morning is about obedience to God through faithfully and patiently waiting. Watching, waiting, and worshipping faithfully, and being ready, and God's response. Our gospel reading was about the two elderly people called Anna and Simeon, who never seemed to tire of waiting on God, praying and worshipping. Now, many of you know the importance and joy I have being with young people and the little bit older. And a few years ago, I asked my daughter who she thought my closest friends were. She mentioned one lady in her 80s and another in her 90s. My daughter knew how invaluable my friendships were with these two ladies and their rich life experiences, their approach to life, and their wise and very honest words. Some older people might agree that they can be a bit grumpy on occasions, but can't we all be? And it may be because they're tired, in pain, have moments when they struggle with the ever-changing aches and pains of aging, and the changing attitudes and landscape around them. But there are some wonderful, wonderful qualities and gifts of those in later years, drawing on their life experiences of ups and downs, their observations, their patience, calm influence, calming words, wise thoughts, all so invaluable. And at best, older people can hold time, be still, and wait patiently with profound thoughtfulness and depth, as in the example in our reading this morning, when we heard about Anna and Simeon, who had been faithfully waiting and watching for the Messiah for many years. Simeon had been told by the Holy Spirit he would not die before he had seen the Saviour of the world. Jesus' faithful parents, Mary and Joseph, brought baby Jesus to the temple when he was about 6 weeks old, in obedience to the Jewish law. He was presented at the temple, and they offered a sacrifice. As soon as Simeon realized he had seen the Messiah, he declared that his life was complete. He delighted and rejoiced in song. There is a prayer often used at a funeral called the Nunc Dimittis, which is based on the song that Simeon sang when he realized he had seen the Christ child. I'll say it now because it may be familiar. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to lighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of thy people Israel. So this day, when we're looking at this passage, when Jesus was presented at the temple, is known as Candlemas. And later on in the service, we'll be lighting a candle as a reminder that Jesus brings light to the world. So Simeon showed us a wonderful example of patient waiting, openness of heart to what the Holy Spirit was doing in and with his life. I wonder if our hearts are at peace and open to the Holy Spirit in the way that Simeon was content to wait patiently for God's timing with an open mind. The Israelites have been waiting for the coming of the Messiah for a very, very long time. Throughout the Old Testament, there are accounts reminding us of how long they were waiting, well over 1,000 years. We can read in the Old Testament how Moses was told that there would be a prophet coming like no other prophet. And David was told that a son would reign forever. And Isaiah told that a son would be born to a virgin and he would be called Emmanuel, God with us. The prophet Micah predicted that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, but warned that they would need to be ready. And the prophet Malachi, the reading we heard this morning, said, "The Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant, whom you desire, will come." So for all that waiting over thousands of years, it was 2,000 years ago that the word became flesh in the baby born in Bethlehem. and one day Christ will return. So let's look a little bit more about what we can learn from the role and example of Anna and Simeon. They had waited years for the coming of Messiah. And the centre of his joy was a privilege of just being God's servant. And in return, God let him see the salvation of the world as it dawned. The prophet Anna, interestingly, her name means grace or favour, we heard was a widow well into her 80s. Anna had stayed close to the temple ever since she was widowed, serving God through fasting and praying. In return, God blessed her by allowing her to see the Saviour walk of the world as a tiny newborn baby. Christ the King was revealed to Simeon and Anna. And just as Anna gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem, we are to witness to the truth and our faith. Through our lives, our interactions, and our words, we are to give thanks and praise, just as Simeon did, for God's steadfast faithfulness and fulfillment of his promises. Simeon and Anna are significant, symbolic, representative people. The world has never been without people like them, people who are forward-looking, who wait patiently, who have hope-filled peace, who have openness of heart, a spirit-filled freedom, who have light in their eyes and wisdom in their words, who live in hope and expectation, who worship with their whole lives and through prayer. I'm sure we can all think of people we know within our church and our broader lives that have these qualities. Simeon and Anna remind us to live in faith and hope and expectation and to recognize all the blessings that we have, particularly when going through times when God seems to be silent or when we're going through difficult times ourselves. But they also remind us to praise and thank God and rejoice and celebrate all the goodness that God gives us in the midst of the chaotic, distressing and suffering world around us. As time unfolds and life moves on, all of us need to think how, as we journey through life, we can journey well in a way that might end up with the words that resonate with the affirmation, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And we must remember, whatever stage or age we are on our Christian journey in our earthly life, we can always make a difference for God's kingdom in the here and now. Through whatever we do in our lives, through our worship, through our interactions, our attitudes, our behaviours, all can make a difference to God's kingdom. And like Anna, God will guide us to share the story of Jesus with people we meet and sing songs of praise and gratitude like Simeon. So I think you know what the focus of my talk is this morning. Anna and Simeon have thrown light on the role, wonder and example of older people and everyone in between, and how God's desire is that we worship and celebrate together as a multi-generational family. So another plug for our multi-generational events that we have here, which include the Connect service we have once a month, the various messy events, and all those times when we share church family life together, and we can start immediately after the service when we have coffee together. These opportunities for interacting with all ages, sharing and learning from each other, particularly reflects God's desire for his church and kingdom. I know that sometimes these occasions can be rather spontaneous, perhaps a bit messy, but they really do display the spiritual reality of everybody being welcome, whatever age or background, where we can enjoy and celebrate the message of Christ as our Saviour together and learn from each other. So I just want to give us a reminder about those qualities that the elderly Anna and Simeon have particularly reminded us about. I'll suggest a few. Acknowledging God is sovereign over all things, in control of all things. Acknowledging and coming to terms with our dependence on God. Seeking spiritual strength from the Lord at all times. Being patient and quiet, yet watchful and vigilant. Having trust, hope, and expectation. Praying and listening to God. Continually seeking to follow and obey God's direction and guiding hand. Knowing our God is a merciful God who forgives our sins when we repent. We are all guided and given the strength by the same Spirit as Anna and Simeon. And following their example, we can wait on the Lord patiently, forward-looking, with open hearts. And when sometimes our hopes and expectations don't come true in a day, because we can be impatient, we, like Simeon and Anna, need to keep in mind that God is still at work. We need patience to seek what God's desire is for us in his timing, what he wants to reveal to us. We can hold on to the belief that as we practice faith, hope, attentiveness, openness, and patience, we will see Christ just as Simeon and Anna did. So I go back to think again of my Christian friends older than me, who continually reminded me to live with hope, who have reminded me the importance to be still and wait on the Lord. Richard Rohr, a Franciscan priest, in his book called Falling Upward, wrote about the spirituality in the two halves of life. He says how worthwhile it is to identify somebody you know who you would call, who you would consider to be soulful. Someone who reflects a sense of abundance, grace, and freedom, and then notice the calm and peace around them. He just suggests we talk to them about how they view and approach certain challenges and difficulties, and see if there are any qualities and behaviours and habits we would like to learn from them. My 90-year-old friend spoke many a wise word. But for now, for a few minutes, I will pause and suggest we all pause together to be still and reflect on the wonder of the longed-for coming of the Messiah, Jesus the King revealed, and how God chose to bless two elderly people in the temple with the joy of seeing the Christ child after years of faithfully, obediently, and patiently waiting. The video is going to help us slow down. It's a Tese chant and shows stained glass window scenes from the Christmas narrative of God's Son coming to earth as a baby, as the longed-for King revealed. And the last few frames of the video are a reminder of Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross, his ascension, and the everlasting gift of the Holy Spirit. The lyrics to the Tese chant are the repeated phrase, "Wait for the Lord, his day is near. Wait for the Lord, keep watch, take heart." Amen.